Economic Development Committee for Tuesday, March 1st, 2016. To order, we got Alderman Clissimo, Alderman Keeling present, and staff. Citizens' comments on anything that's not on the agenda? Okay. Minutes for correctional approval for February 2nd, 2016. Okay. Good. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, new business. Item number one, EDC 2016-11, building permit report for January 2016.
Okay, in January we issued just 19 permits, and 10 of those were commercial, 9 were miscellaneous, home things, fences, a lot of fences. We had a slow January. It looks like that way because of the weather was pretty cold by standard. So we saw a pretty big bounce back this month. So I'm assuming that's what happened. The cold and a lot of the builders said they're not going to build if it's under a certain temperature, so they just kind of held off on everything. So not much going on in January.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, item number two, EDC 2016-12, building inspection reports for January 2016.
Okay, January we did 99 inspections. I did the vast majority of those. Just standard stuff, a lot of, I think at least 10 of those was Rosati's over there. They've been expanding. If you haven't seen that yet, but that's a pretty neat expansion. So they've been working away on that.
Okay. Okay, move on to item number three, EDC 2016-13, property maintenance report for January 2016.
We did not adjudicate any violations. There were some letters issued here and there, and they were all brought into compliance for the 10-day period, so we did not issue citations. So,
okay.
Pretty decent.
Right. Move on to item number four, EDC 2016-14, economic development update. Linda's not here. Do you have anything, Christy, to put onto that or not?
Well, I can tell you, staff has met with a few people interested in various properties along 47, some industrial areas, and we just met with someone looking to open a school, alternative type school in New Yorkville, so we're looking at that. May come and result in some zoning changes or amendments to the text of the zoning ordinance, but there seems to be some activity in Yorkville.
And over where Dix is at, or is there any movement there yet on the new developer?
I haven't heard anything from the new developer, and then an update from Fountain View. And, you know, we passed that. Today was their deadline to have moved dirt to get portion of that incentive for lot one. They haven't applied for a permit, but I did reach out to the developer. I have been over the course, and he had mentioned there had been some communication issues with getting signatures, so he finally has signatures for the final plat, so he should begin contact with me shortly about, he may, I don't know if they're going to look to amend that time frame, come back to the city, because that was just for the development incentive, or just go with the project as is.
How does that work if that happens? I mean,
well, the way the incentive agreement read was that they had to commence construction by March 1st, 2016 and have it completed by March 2017. So I don't know if they still want to move forward with the incentive. They would have to come back to City Council and ask for an amendment to that development agreement. I don't know if that's the intention.
How much was the incentive for that?
Because
that was only a portion.
That was only a portion of it. I don't know.
Okay.
I can find out for
that's
you.
Fine.
Yeah. But I can do an update for the end of the week at Admin Weekly.
Okay. Okay. We'll move on to item number five, EDC 2016-15, Kendall County Intergovernmental Agreement for Building Inspections.
As you know, a couple of years ago, we started sharing services with Kendall County for building inspection purposes, and it just was for building inspection purposes, no plan review, and at that time, no plumbing. But since that time, the county has changed plumbing inspectors, which happens to be our backup plumbing inspector, and in 2014, we amended our intergovernmental agreement to include plumbing inspections, say if there's a time Pete is out, and we need to have plumbing done to get a permit executed, we will use our contractor, who is the same as their inspector. So if it's during work hours, we had to have an agreement to allow, you know, that inspector to do those inspections during normal work hours for the city. It's been going well. Pete says it's been going well. As you can see, a lot of the inspections, we've gotten a good use out of it, the number of inspections that we have. And the only change this time is the original agreement was for 3 years, which is expiring. Now they want to do these agreements annually. I don't know the reasoning. It just seems that the state's attorney felt that these agreements should be reviewed annually. So we'll be seeing this more often than we did before. And the only change to this agreement is it consolidated both building permit and building inspection and plumbing inspections into one document. And it upped the requirements for insurance, which the city already maintains. So you have a copy of that. So we already met those standards. So this, if approved by city council, they're planning to review it the end of this month. And then we'd execute it, and we'd see it again this time next year.
Diane? Yeah, I mean, based on the memo, I have no issue with it.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And item number six.
Question, did you want it to go to consent or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, thanks.
Okay. Item number six, PC 2016-05, Silver Fox Development Rezoning.
Okay, as many of you know, this property has had a lot of movement on it in the past year. The property was originally annexed in 2006 for 172 lot subdivision. It was never final platted, and obviously it was remained vacant for quite some time. The previous owner did come in last year for the sports dome. Obviously, they withdrew their petition on the property and have subsequently sold the property since then. As part of that, there was an annexation agreement amendment, which was also done in 2015, which basically eliminated all the entitlements on the property and just kept the R2 zoning. As part of that agreement, the current use of agricultural would be allowed to remain the same as a legal non-conforming use status. Basically, that would run with the entire development, which expired in August of 2026. After that time, if it remained the agricultural use, the petitioner would have to come in every 2 years to petition the city to extend that legal non-conforming use status further on. So basically, the petitioner is looking to just go ahead and rezone that property from R2 to A1, which would basically eliminate that legal non-conforming use status. It is the intent of the petitioner to maintain that agricultural use beyond the extent of the agreement. If any development comes in, we would ultimately do a new PUD agreement for a residential development in the future. So the comp plan does show it as single family and some park open space, but again, when this property was approved and annexed, basically in 2006, the update was done in 2008, just basically mimicked what was approved previously. The current update for the comprehensive plan, the strategy there is basically to infill our existing subdivisions first before we really look at planning new subdivisions. So the comprehensive plan really is... I guess a non-issue. I guess in staff's mind, again, we're trying to infill, you know, majority of the existing subdivisions before we look to the future on this one. This will go to the April Plan Commission for a public hearing, so it's really just informational now, and then ultimately it would go to City Council at the end of April. And the petitioner's here. If you have any questions of them or any questions of me.
I think the property's better suited as ag anyway.
Right.
I mean,
it's been
plus,
ag from
it doesn't even have the utilities put out there yet either,
no.
So that'd be a huge expense right there. So.
Right.
So this will just save them from having to come in every couple
exactly.
of years.
Exactly.
After 2026.
Yeah.
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 So that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to have a subdivision out there in 10 years.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Then the intent is just to match the zoning with the actual existing land use.
Right.
Yeah. That's an issue.
What about the other properties that are out there?
They still remain in the R2 zoning, and they can come in at any time to rezone.
Are people using those for agriculture? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So is this the same way that the Christie Farm is set up? Because that's like right after by White Oak there and like behind Greenbrier. I know that at one time that was actually plotted out, and it never took effect on Fox Road.
Well, there were five properties down there next to this. This one was one of five, and they were all that non-conforming, and they're still doing ag.
Okay.
Right. So now we're just putting one back on the books as ag. Right. Eventually, my guess would be that everybody else would want to go back to ag.
Right.
We're not putting a subdivision out there.
Right. Which one was the Christie property?
It's if after you go down the dip, Greenbrier, there's a big open field right after the ravine there, like. And then you come up, and I think White Oak's on the right-hand side.
Where Bobby Deuce runs.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know, and there's one. Evergreen. They have a piece also that's between River's Edge.
That's Evergreen. Yeah, because they have the northern and the southern portion.
Right.
Yeah. So those five properties were Evergreen Farms.
Steve
States.
Used to run that, right? Bobby Deuce runs?
I guess so.
Yeah, so it was Evergreen
Before,
Farms.
Before, you're talking east of Fox Lawn, I mean.
Yeah, that was an older stuff that was there when Greenbrier was first built.
Well, Greenbrier's to the south.
Right, but there was a piece that goes to Fox Road.
Come up to the back.
I think that's the Christie family. I just was curious if...
I didn't know that was ever...
Before Greenbrier was first, it never developed.
Yeah.
And I just wondered if they're on the same kind of thing.
All those five properties, so it's Challey, Yorkwood Estates, this property... Evergreen Farms and Aspen Ridge.
Aspen Ridge, yeah.
Those five. So what'll happen, we have a reminder on our calendar, 2026, we'd go and we send letters to the other properties if they not have rezoned it during that time to let them know any existing ag use would have to either discontinue in 2 years or they can come and ask for an extension or they can rezone.
Okay.
We just don't want to have to worry about it. We want to take care of it now.
Yeah.
Right. Hi. I have no issues. Okay. And goes Planning Commission and the Council from there.
Yes. Correct.
Okay. Old business. I show none on the agenda. Additional business. Me?
No.
No, sir.
I don't have anything either. Then meeting adjourned at 6:12.
Yeah.